Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Hey, thank you, Mr. Rogers, and good morning to our neighbor, Jason Cans, for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. We are in a new month.
We are in a new month. That was one long March, wasn't it? Wow.
Whew. It was. I posted earlier on Facebook that March was a really long year.
It was. And here's the thing. Snowmageddon was last February in just 28 days, record amount of snow. This was March. I'm afraid for April of 2021, I think, you know?
Right on. Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to try to be ambitious here this morning, and I try to figure the order of this. But I think we're going to start off with your devotion, and then time permitting, I have something else in mind. So
sure.
Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, the book. You've got the book and then the devotionals. I'm reading it aloud to Peggy. And, you know, with the book, I was reading it aloud to her because I read the ebook and I got – so far, but then, I don't know, I'm not ebooks used to it. You have to go dig it out, and so I'm more used to having a book, and I love to read aloud to my wife. I've told you that. But we got going on Sunday, and we haven't picked it up since then. So anyhow, we're working on it.
All right.
But I like it. I like it. It's good stuff. And you've also got the devotional, though, and I think we're up to John 13:30, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a verse that really strikes me. So it says, so after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. Every time I read that phrase, and it was night, my skin tingles. It feels ominous. It conveys this sense that there is no turning back. John was not merely writing about the setting sun. He was telling his readers that it was the eve of the darkest day in history, Good Friday. This band of brothers, so closely tied together, was fracturing. Judas had left. Jesus was troubled. Others were confused and fearful as they tried to recall their interactions with Judas, hunting for clues. They were replaying everything Jesus had said to them, again, hoping for hints. Night is confusion. Huh. Night is darkness. Night is fear. In the opening paragraphs of this epistle, John identified Jesus as the light of the world. Light is hope. Darkness is hopeless. You may know the night too. When the doctor calls you personally and says it's cancer, it's night. When your child, whom you've poured your heart and soul and guts into, has decided that Jesus really isn't her thing, it's night. When you've gradually saved your money trying to be a good steward and you get a call from the IRS saying they want to go over your most recent tax returns, it's night. Darkness comes to everyone. Life is not always how we want it to be, but even in our darkest nights, Jesus is still the light.
Mm. Well, that really stands out amongst different devotionals that you've had. I think even from this time you started to read it, Jason Cans, I mean, it just felt like you kind of eagerly stepped into this one.
Yeah, I remember writing this one. This one I come back to again. I think that phrase for me... it really stirs my soul. I think kind of what's going on in our world right now, it feels like night.
Yes.
And I think there's a, how do we make sense of all of this that's going on? And I think most, if not all of us, are wrestling with that question.
Right, absolutely. And I underline this even as you, because I've got my copy. And again, for people, you want to get a hard copy of Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals, as well as the book. And then Jason's willing to even email you. You can follow along in the emails with the devotions. But it's good, you know, to hear it on the radio, but then even have it there. And when Halvo finally gets around to us doing a devotion, then you can follow along. But I underline, night is confusion, night is darkness, night is fear. That's really good writing there. Elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, so I think there is often in Scripture, and I think particularly in John, he contrasts darkness and light. And we'll see that actually in the next devotion as well. But when we think of this concept of darkness, it, you know, we stumble around. We are afraid. I think of even just practically, you know, trying to find your way even around your own home at night. You know, sometimes you can get disoriented, bump into things, stub your toe. It's worse if you're dropped out in the middle of the woods, confused about which way to go, afraid, not knowing what's coming down the pike. And, you know, I think we can get really stirred and lost in our own thoughts.
So there's a book by Larry Crabb called 66 Love Letters. We both enjoy it a lot. And it's like this imaginary conversation between he and the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. It's great. It's a great listen as well. And then he's got the story that everyone needs to hear in the back. And I think we're going to have enough time. I want us to just, because I think knowing that story is so helpful living in this dark and confusing world. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
So I really want to just do a book a day. And so we did your devotion, and I want to just close with Genesis today and just get you to a quick comment, and then we'll get our Blast of the Past song in the morning. So Genesis, he's imagining if God was to unpack for us in his own word, you know, kind of, all right, this is what Genesis is about. There's how he sums it up. Long ago, before time began, the three of us decided to create people like you whom we can enjoy as they enjoyed us in the beautiful world we designed for their home. But your first parents foolishly decided there was more happiness to be found on their own without me. Never underestimate the mess their decision made of everything and the mess your same decisions continue to make. And never underestimate my ability to clean up the mess and to bring everyone to our party who wants to come. I have a plan. Boy, we got a mess on our hands, and I don't know that we directly tie it to sin or not. I mean, we seem to tie it to a bat in China more than anything, but it certainly is a mess. It certainly is dark, and it's just so important to hold on to the fact that, you know, he was there before this all, the Lord, and he'll be there after it all, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that what stands out to me is the notion that God is for us, even through the mess that has been made.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I think stands out is that we can tend to shift responsibility to other people, you know, whether it's a bat in China or Adam and Eve. But, you know, every one of us falls short of God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to recognize that even in spite of that, God, you know, loves us well beyond measure, well mm-hmm. beyond reason.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I like to try to tie our Blast of the Past song in the morning to what we talked about, and we're going to try this morning. Wayne Watson, Walk in the Dark. Jason, thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, very good.
I went on a bit of an adventure on Friday. I forgot to share this with you guys, and I can't believe I forgot this. So, I go grocery shopping every other Friday, okay, because payday, so that's when we, you know, go grocery shopping. Well, by we, I mean me, because I don't take anyone with me. So I'm there, and I have my list, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm at Woodman's, and there's quite a few people there, you know, but it's cool. We're social distancing. We're good. I'm fine. I feel fine doing my thing, okay? Suddenly, I inhaled a small gob of spit. Somehow, out of nowhere, I aspirated on my own.
Oh, no.
On my own. I suddenly have to cough more than anything.
And this is like the cardinal sin in public right now.
In my life. No. I have to. And so I try to, like, stifle it. And, like, no, I'm not going to cough. I'm not going to cough. I'm not going to cough. And my eyes start watering, and I'm not doing well stifling it. And I'm getting dirty looks from people. And so finally, I'm like, I just have to cough because I have nothing to drink. I'm, like, searching my purse for a piece of gum. Nothing. I cough. I cover my cough. I do my thing. My eyes are just watering off my face. And I'm just like, I just inhaled a little spit. I'm fine, really. I look up.
Sure you did. Test her right here in the aisle.
I look up. The entire aisle. Vacated. Nobody in the aisle. I'm like, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. I pull myself together. I get to the end of the aisle. I round the corner. The aisles around me vacated. I actually was like, no.
You're the lady from aisle three.
Stay away from me.
One way of making sure you get to the hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and disinfecting wipes.
I felt so horrible.
You did cough.
Because I couldn't stifle it anymore.
Right.
I totally coughed. I covered my cough and I sanitized. I felt awful. People were fleeing. And I got my own personal shopping experience here.
Who said Woodman's was crowded?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where all those people went. I felt so bad, you guys. Must put gum in my purse because I'm kind of a doofus like that. Like, I do stupid stuff like that, like inhale my own spit every so often. You know, and I'm sure I just saw something on the shelf and I talked to myself too.
Tim Hawkins say we're all weird.
Yeah.
We're all weird.
Well, so I talked to myself. So I'm sure I was like, oh, and when I went, it was like,
How many times have we pleaded for those things in your rear window of your vehicle that said, hey, sorry about that, sorry I cut you off, or I didn't mean to pause too long at the light. I need one of those things now for whenever I have to venture out in public where it's like, I don't have it.
I don't have it.
And Hillary needs ones that says, sorry, I didn't mean to inhale my spit. So
right?
There we go.
So embarrassed. So if you were shopping in Woodman's, I was that lady. Yeah, I'm fine. So are you. It's fine. We're all fine.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're going to talk right now about something I know I'm really excited about, and I hope you will be as well. In fact, I kind of feel your excitement.
So excited.
And
you can tell when she grits her teeth and talks through them that she's really excited about something.
Well, you're somebody who loves to sing, and that's why I conferred with you some yesterday. And we got Perry Polnazic on the line. He's the pastor of Fellowship Church, which typically would meet at Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls, but you know the story. And also he heads up a nonprofit, Touch Twice United, and you've heard about those Touch Twice clinics at so many area churches and all over the country and other parts of the world. And he's got another idea. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I first want to just tell Hillary that my family were one of those that ran out of the Woodman's, and we were terrified. Confessing that I had such resentment until I found it was you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, now we know.
And so I also want to say April Fool's.
Yeah, nice. Right. Very good. Very good.
Well played.
Very Thank good. You. So you have these big ideas sometimes, and I guess Jim Collins in Good to Great calls them BHAGs, big hairy audacious goals. But anyhow, what's your latest vision? It's called Easter Sing. What is it?
Yeah, well, what we want to do is, with the help of WWIB, have all of the willing participants of the Christian community in our area come out Easter Sunday, 12 o'clock, and we all sing from our front porch steps, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, in unison, as a message of just a simple message of hope on the greatest day of hope in our Christian calendar.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're saying, if you're comfortable with it, is, and this is Caleb's idea, our millennial here, saying, hey, how about you Facebook Live yourself? Because, you know, when I'm singing on Spring Street in Eau Claire, it's the song's done. Who's going to know? But Facebook Live, it puts it out then and then afterwards, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So and it's interesting, too. I think some people I probably would fall into the category, too. Sometimes you might be way bolder with a phone in front of your face
than
you are otherwise. But it's a great way, and I know, Perry, you put it on the Facebook event, which we have at the WIB Wake Up Show and the main WWIB Radio Facebook pages. Hey, it's a way of, again, post-Easter, having that hope, filling the news feeds of folks all across the area, and social media is filled with a lot of difficult things right now. And so what a cool thing to be able to have this, not only from your front porches, but also all across the platforms of social media.
And I'm just happy that we're doing this because it makes me not weird, because even before this, I was like, I just want to go sing Easter hymns on my deck or something. And now I have
it's
legit.
Christmas
I'm not
caroling,
the crazy
but Easter
lady.
Version and
right.
social distancing appropriate.
You know what I've wanted to do for years and I can't find a group of people to do it. We can't do it this year. I want to go Easter caroling at some nursing homes because of those great Easter hymns, you know?
Absolutely.
So next year, let's do that when we can actually be out and about. But this year, I'm singing.
So, again, just to recap this, right, because we've kind of wrestled with exactly how to do this, but I really like where we're at right now. Noon on Easter Sunday, so that's just a week from Sunday, and Jesus Christ is Risen Today. We're going to talk more about that after the break and who's doing that and how that's all going to work.
There's no break.
Okay, there's no break. All right, so we'll just keep talking. Let's talk about that because we want people to be listening to WIB, the tail end of the, well,
certainly be listening
all the time. But as the Bethesda service wraps up there, as we come to noon, replacing the news at noon, let's face it, the news can wait, but celebrating the resurrection. So talk to us about who's going to be singing and who we're going to sing along with, Perry.
Yeah, well, a good local young man, Gabe Larson, is going to be leading us in the song. And so it'll be pre-recorded. Just we wanted to kind of eliminate the extra technical difficulties so that we all can be on the same beat and mm-hmm. in that same tune, I guess. But he's leading the worship service at Bethesda, and then he'll also be able to help us step into this porch, sing together. I also, again, Hillary, I really love the idea of Easter caroling, and it kind of fits with the theme that we've been thinking about. So I feel like God, I had been praying about who could be a local person. I had reached out to a few, and I hadn't heard anything back. And then Gabe called me on two different days in a row, independently, without even knowing what I was thinking about. And I thought God was kind of prompting me in his direction.
Well, and for those who've seen him, I mean, he's a great and talented local musician as well. So I think that's perfect. And so we're looking forward to it. And just think about it. I mean, during this time when you can't even go to your gather in person with the church you usually meet with, and it's all virtual, but then what if even a broader spectrum of us all throughout the WIB listening area, we hope that folks will just be making the plans to join, and we hope the numbers will just grow here between now and Easter.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some friends in Kentucky, mutual friends. We have some friends in St. Louis. And so I know that they have approached their local radio stations to see if they could do something as well. I know Carrie Stewart has said that this will broadcast all the way down to La Crosse and beyond, and north beyond Rice Lake into Wausau. And so, I mean, it could become something, you know, more than I had hoped for or imagined.
I love it. Well, I'm Chris, so excited.
We got live streaming with WIB.com, so actually we can be heard worldwide. We'll start to talk to our friends in Liberia and get this going in Africa as well. So, all right. So, again, people are going to hear more about it. And, hey, let us know that you plan to take part at 396-1670, and then we'll look forward to those Facebook Lives as well. But we got a caller.
And joining us, I believe we have Gabe on the line. Are you there, Gabe? Okay, I'm not able to get Gabe.
In the meantime, we do have this posted Easter sing under events on the WWIB Radio and WIB Wake Up Show Facebook pages. So that's where you can RSVP and share it to your heart's content.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And I can't wait for this. I plan on sharing it, because I think it's just going to be great, great fun. So
thanks, Perry.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Perry.
Juices, muffins, pasta and cheese, milk and biscuits and cocktail sauce.
I am a grocery bag.
Salsa and pickles and organic grain.
The books and songs, you know, never cease to amaze me.
I saw a thing yesterday saying, it's like, you know what? I didn't hoard anything essential, but if anybody needs one Walmart bag with 40 other Walmart bags inside it, I've got you covered.
I've got you covered. Well, we are grocery shopping even when we're on lockdown, because groceries still need to come into our homes. And, we found some handy tips, if you will.
Yeah, Rebecca Marquardt works at a grocery store, and she's got these tips. And we're going to hear her as we work through this list of 9 that she offers on how to keep yourself and the grocery store employees healthy while shopping during the pandemic.
Think of others. Her first tip was this. Make an organized shopping list so you can get in and out. Again, mm-hmm. not browsing.
Smart.
Get your list, get in and out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Her second tip, stock up, don't hoard, so you don't have to come in as often. So larger trips, less frequently. Here's tip 3.
Number 3, go to the bathroom before you leave home. We are trying to keep all the surfaces as clean as we can, but I promise your bathroom is better.
Yes.
Has she been to our bathrooms before? Anyhow. Number 4, sanitize your hands right before you enter the store.
Number 4.5, again, she filmed a video. She says she forgot this one. Very important, though. Wipe down your shopping cart or basket.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Number 5, touch only what you need. Only what you need to.
Number 6, maintain space between you, other customers, and employees. When you get inches away from my face and say, "Excuse me, where are the chips?" stay 6 feet away and project.
I want to be her friend. She's 6 feet away.
Yes. It seems like she's ready to do stand-up comedy and leave the grocery game. Hey, number 7, ask if we'd like you to bag your own groceries.
Number 8, wash your reusable bags. Not just during a pandemic, just in general.
Please.
And number 9, from Rebecca Marquardt, a grocery store worker, on tips and requests for grocery shoppers in this time, sanitize your hands when you leave the store as well. Thank you, Rebecca.
Indeed. Good tips there. Very good tips. I hope that you can all heed them well. And let's all keep each other safe, shall we?
Maybe we're spending more time online these days than even we were before.
No. Why would we be doing that?
With everything being tracked as well, of course, searches on Google are tracked, and then you get Google Trends. And so some very recent data, the how to fill-in-the-blank searches on Google in the past week. Here are the top 5 for you. How to searches on Google Trend, top ones in the past week. Number 5, going upward to 1, how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
My daughter's amazing at Rubik's Cubes. Like, seriously wicked fast.
If you've never figured it out before, now would be the time.
It's just an algorithm. How to make Rice Krispie Treats.
Solid choice.
Totally.
You actually can use Peeps to make Rice Krispie Treats. Very delicious.
Totally delicious.
Number 3, how to Google Trends, top trends in the past week. How to make sanitizer wipes at home.
Okay. How to make face masks from fabric. Hey, this is something actually doing. I'm totally doing this and sending them to the nurses that I know and love in my life.
And finally, top Google how-to trend in the past week. And I've been seeing the nailed it posts and videos and warnings all over Facebook recently. How to cut men's hair at home. Now, my wife cuts my hair.
I cut my husband's hair.
And it works.
My husband,
but there are other
folks
maybe less trained.
My husband offered to cut my daughter's hair, and she was a firm no. And I kind of goaded her a little bit about it. Oh, come on. How bad could it be? Dad could do this. And then he says, well, I'll cut your hair if you want, honey. And I firmly said no thanks.
Here's the thing. I think my wife does a fabulous job cutting hair. And she did learn, again, no professional training, but learn from online and watching videos and things. So I commend everyone who's actually searching on Google about how to do this before attempting it. In case you were wondering, how to make toilet paper spiked 1,300% on Google in the past week as well.
I don't want to know.
You know what? It's okay. Things are coming back in stock. Everybody, just get what you need and no more. It's going to be all right. There are people working very, very hard to make sure that we're all right.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.